stated in Siman Tov Pei Tes, regard to the laws of Sferas Omer, that im shochach levorich ve'echem hayomim, if a person did not count, forgot, bein yom rishon bein mishor yomim, doesn't matter if he missed the first day, which is a bigger issue, or missing any day for that matter, sorry for mishor yomim below bracha, you count without a bracha. There's no one that, apparently, there's no heter around that. If you missed a whole day, you cannot count with a bracha. Aval im hu mesupik, as we mentioned before, if there's a doubt, the mechaber concludes, im dile yom echad v'lo sofar, did I miss, did I not miss, I can't remember. So yisper b'shur yomim bebracha. So in that case, we allow you to count with a bracha, as we stated before in the Mishnah Berurah, because it's a sfeik sfeika, you have two doubts. The first sufik is, perhaps I missed, maybe I didn't miss at all, maybe I made every single day. And also it's possible that we hold like the poskim that are of the opinion that b'chol yom hu mitzvah ni'atzmo, that every single day is a mitzvah unto itself, and therefore, even if you miss a day, it's not an issue because each day of counting is a separate mitzvah. Always is this an issue and a concern. Some of us have different nightmares. When it comes to a rabbi's nightmares, God forbid that you should ever miss one of the days of the Omer, because then for the rest of the counting, when your turn to count on behalf of the Kehillah in front of the entire congregation, for you to say, I'm sorry, but I missed the day, could be quite embarrassing. You can imagine the fear of a Rav ever missing one day so that they would not have to undergo such busha, such humiliation. Very interesting halacha that's brought down over here in the Piskei Tshuvos, which I'd like to share with you. The Piskei Tshuvos tells us as follows. It says, "V'im shalchuhu yoshliach tzibor." So let's say, not my example, literally my example, but let's say the minhag is for the shliach tzibor, that the person who leads Mar, for example, is the one that says the bracha on behalf of everyone. Yesh omrim. There are those that say, "Sheyochol avakesh." Now what's the problem? The problem is, so what, he davened Marav, he did a beautiful job. The problem is, he missed a day. There's no question, it's not a suffix, and he doesn't count with a bracha. But now what does he do? He's standing up here. So, very interesting etza that's presented over here, that there are those that allow, Shiyachul avakish me'echa mehaspalim, that before you begin Marav, you turn to your friend who never missed a day, never missed a beat. Then you go to him and you say, this individual who is hamachui bevracha, this person who does count with bracha, you say, you know what, just for tonight, shlo yivarech, please do me a favor, do not say a bracha, do not count the yom with a bracha. Vashatz kishi yivarech yichavon lehotzi es halo yidei chavaso. What I'll do is I'm not really supposed to count with a bracha, but now I'm going to have you in mind who still has to count with a bracha. And therefore tonight you won't count with a bracha, and the good thing is, no one will know any different, except for you and your friend. Now this is something in which some allow, including, as it's brought down by the Bardich of a Rav, brings us down that he actually did, this was done, halacha, mutar lehotzi acher v'yisper v'vrach, that you can fulfill the obligation on behalf of someone else by saying a brach which you yourself can't say. But since someone else has to say that bracha, they won't say with a bracha, you'll have that individual in mind, and that will be good. Now, not everyone agrees to this. He says, V'yesh oimrim, there are other opinions that say, She'ein yochel lasos king. You're not allowed to do it for a practical reason, a general rule in halacha, ki kol she'einu mechuyiv b'davar, ein motzi es harabim yedichu v'asan. That's, there's a general principle that if you are not obligated in something, or in this case, you can't say the bracha yourself, so then you cannot fulfill the obligation on behalf of someone else. The concept of being appointed as a shliach, as being appointed as an agent on behalf of the principal, the person who made you into that agent, it has to be that you have a chiyuv, an obligation as that individual has. So over here, since you yourself do not have the obligation to say it with a bracha, you're not allowed to say it with a bracha, there are many people that say that this cannot be done. Rashatz Kavua, but he says, according to many, that when it comes to someone who does this all the time, Bechina Varav, also when it comes to the rabbi is the one who does this, Shadarku Tomid Lismar Barabim, that he constantly is the one who is called upon to count the Omer on behalf of everyone, Efshir l'smoch al hamakilim. Quoting the Shalos and Tshuvos of the Divrei Moshe, that it's possible that you can follow like those lenient opinions, that you could quietly go up to someone and tell them, I'm going to count continually with a bracha, and you should not count tonight with a bracha, or maybe you can keep dragging this person every single night with you, so that he'll never count with a bracha, and you'll always have this person in mind. He continues as follows. He says, V'yesha kosru, shibarav, v'mashalek tzimu sheshachach, be'echem ha'yomim, lispor. There's obviously this concept doesn't just apply to the person who's leading the davening. Apparently there are, again, people that are makel that will allow you to say the bracha on behalf of someone else. So it doesn't have to be even in the shul that you would perhaps wish to adopt this leniency. But there are those that write, let's say that in fact this is what happened, that a person for whatever reason forgot, and this is the rabbi or whoever it may be, that he's always called upon to count, and he counts in front of everyone. That if all of a sudden he stops counting, people are going to say, even though of course he's human, he could have forgotten for some legitimate reason, but nonetheless, it could cause this individual much humiliation, much embarrassment, that all of a sudden, for some reason, he didn't count, he's not counting with the Omer, he's not counting with the Bracha. Therefore, Yochel Lahamshech Lispa V'Bracha, he says that this person is allowed to continue to count with a bracha, and he puts in parentheses, "V'yafil below ha'etza hanal." Even if you do not adopt this particular piece of advice that was previously mentioned, namely of asking someone that you're saying a bracha who is still saying a bracha to say the bracha on their behalf, the yismuch al das harishonim. And you could there instead rely on another leniency, shekol yom v'yom mitzvah b'tni atzmo, that every day is a mitzvah unto itself. Of course, that's not something in which the Shulchan Aruch says if you surely did not count with a bracha, that you halacha says you count below bracha. But in this situation, so as to avoid bizoyon and zilzul b'kavod haTorah, therefore, in that situation, we can be lenient. If a sirif das kam g'oini olam shesviru le'kain, that there are many people that lean toward this opinion l'maisa according to halacha, that this can be done practically applicated. She'av b'dilu g'yom echad mamshech v'sayf b'bracha, that this individual who normally is called upon to count the bracha, that because of the embarrassment, he can rely on this opinion that each day is a day unto itself, and therefore he can count in front of everyone with a bracha. By the way, I'm still counting with a bracha.